Mission Impossible Made Possible. On July 10, 2018, millions of people around the world nervously watched, listened, and breathed a collective sigh of relief as 12 young boys, aged 11 to 16, and their soccer coach were miraculously rescued from a flooded cave in Chiang Rai, Thailand. It was a tale of incredibly remarkable courage and overcoming seemingly impossible odds. It read like a story that was written for a big-budget Hollywood movie, except that it actually happened. It was on June 23rd that the extraordinary events began to unfold. It started as a typical Saturday for the Wild Boars team. After a soccer practice, the boys and their soccer coach decided to explore Tham Luang Nang Non Caves in Chiang Rai. It wasn't their first trip to the caves, and their previous trips had always been without incident. Unfortunately, heavy monsoon rains poured down this time, creating a flash flood that trapped the team inside the complex network of caves. Desperate to escape from the rising waters, the boys and their coach went deeper and deeper into the cave, ending up in a chamber about 4 kilometers from the entrance to the cave. Concern began to grow when the parents of one of the boys prepared a birthday gift and cake for their son, only to realize that he had not returned home. Panic spread within and beyond the country when the boys' abandoned bikes and belongings were discovered the next day at the cave entrance, indicating that something was gravely wrong. In response to the distressing situation, a massive search and rescue operation began. Over 1,000 Army and Navy personnel, along with local and international volunteers, joined the search for the missing boys. After 9 days of searching, 2 highly experienced British cave divers, Rick Stanton and John Vallanthan, made a miraculous discovery. They found the boys alive. If it had not been for the 2 divers' exceptional skills and determination, the boys would have remained trapped deep inside the cave. While the discovery brought hope and joy to everyone, the rescue mission was far from over. The passage they had used to enter the cave was now completely submerged, making it impossible to follow the same route back. Moreover, the boys had to dive for approximately 5 hours through narrow and dark waters to get out, which was an extremely challenging task, even for the most proficient divers. Furthermore, many of the boys were weak from their time in the cave, and most of them could not swim. At first, the governor of Chiang Rai province thought a rescue would be impossible. But the effort swiftly became an international collaboration, with rescuers coming from countries such as the U.S., Australia, Japan, China, etc. As the skies cleared, the rescue team worked hard to pump out the floodwater from the cave, hoping that the boys could walk most of the way out if enough water was cleared. Unfortunately, this flooded nearby farmers' fields and caused damage to their crops. Despite the losses, some farmers said they were glad to be part of the mission. However, simply pumping out the water was not enough. The forecast predicted heavy rains in the coming days, putting the rescuers on high alert. Thus, a final but risky decision was made to take the wild boars out of the cave in groups of 3 or 4 boys at a time. On July 8th, the mission took off. To prevent panic in the tight underwater passages, the boys were fitted with full-face breathing masks. The divers held them close and were guided through the darkness by dive lines. After the flooded section, the boys were either carried on special beds or lifted up along ropes. After a long, nerve-wracking 11 hours, the rescue team successfully emerged with the first 4 boys. 4 more boys were rescued the following day. Finally, on July 10th, the last 4 boys and the coach were brought to safety. The world rejoiced at their rescue, and the boys and their coach were immediately transported to a hospital, where they were kept separated from others, to prevent any potential infections. Once the doctors confirmed their good health, the boys were able to return home and reunite with their families. For weeks, the world witnessed the incredible unity and collaboration of thousands of individuals from across the globe, and it was the selfless and collaborative efforts of the military personnel, cave rescue experts, divers, and volunteers from numerous countries that turned this seemingly impossible mission into a reality. There were also individuals who stepped forward to provide aid in any way they could, cooking meals for the wild boars and their rescuers, lending a helping hand with laundry, or willingly letting their fields and crops be destroyed by floodwater from the caves if it meant that the boys would be saved. Without such acts of selflessness, the rescue would not have been possible.